Last night, Ed Fuller and Don Lisa were discussing who they would pick to introduce the speaker, Senator John East. And as I overheard them, they said something about someone short or a short introduction. I don't know who had it. But I figured that they were both meant to me, and I guess they thought so also. And when they were a little bit concerned that I wasn't going to make it in time, they picked someone else who also filled those qualifications to backstop me, Ken Fritt. I'm not going to take a great deal of time because I think you have a very interesting individual on the program at the present time. I would like to just touch briefly on a few points. Senator East was born in Springfield, Illinois. Obtained his BA from Maryland College. Has a law degree from Illinois State. And has a degree in political science. Taught political science at East Carolina University from 1964 to 1980. And he was elected to the Senate from North Carolina in 1980. There has been talk that he and Jesse Helms are identical in their views. I'm not certain of that because there has been a little bit of a disagreement on the debt, raising the debt ceiling. Helms voted for it, and Senator East voted against it. So that that in my mind indicates that Helms is going a bit liberal. In fact, rumor has it that Nick Pack is going to put Helms on their hit list. Know John for a number of years. He's written numerous articles, essays. The best of those essays have appeared in Modern Age. He's a member of the editorial board of Modern Age and the Political Science Reviewer. John has written some, we believe, excellent essays on modern conservative thought. And those essays form the basis of a conference that we had that ISI sponsored in Florida last January on conservatism and libertarianism and the possibility of fusion. I don't think we fused anything. But,
confused. We tried.
But it was quite interesting. John is going to speak on the need